might even fit on the front of my house. I think I should take it just in case. What do you guys think? See, I don't know. There's so much of this stuff in here. I don't know. I'm just going to hop it. Flooring. Wow. You know, it's just like the stuff I used to use when I did gymnasium floors in Arkansas. They built the gymnasium and the roof first. It was still just a big concrete slab, so what we did was we laid some 2x4s down one way, and then we laid some down in rows perpendicular, and then there was a team of three of us, and we would lay rows of floor like, you lay one row of floor all the way across the length of the gymnasium long ways in the very start, in the very middle, work your way over to one side, and then turn around and work your way back to the other way, I think I did two. I was with that crew, and both of them were probably for small little high schools, you know, and I think they're probably about, you know, 10 to 12,000 square feet, but that real, that's not like the laminate shit that you put down. It's a pretty good score. I got a decent pile of stuff that'll be perfect to finish trimming up the this old hack project. I once had to totally dismantle a large couch strictly with a baseball bat because we're getting evicted and we're getting rid of the couch and trash wouldn't pick it up. It had to be small enough to fit in these little bitty trash cans. So, hey, here's a newspaper. Still in the plastic bag. And, so I did it. I sat out in the alleyway. I beat the couch to, pieces with aluminum baseball bat to little, you know, maybe anywhere from 3 feet tall to, say, you know, a foot, 6 inches, you know, plus all the leatherette material that went around on the outside of it, you know, and it was a good time, and so I made probably $2 to $5 and change out of the couch there, out of the inside, you know. And I found my identification card that I'd lost, like, I think it was actually, I found my driver's license, which, if I remember correctly, was already suspended. And if I hadn't have lost it, then they probably would have taken it away from me. So I was able to walk around and still have a what looked like a valid driver's license for some time. Here's a nice cabinet door. I was looking for one of those. And, dynamic stereo headphones, 80 ohms, but the wire's been cut off. Got a light fixture. Desk type thing. here's some more of a desk kind of thing. Looks like somebody was trying to do the same thing as me. It's like a solder. Kind of a, you know what, I could use those things. If I could find the drawer that pulled out on them, that would be nice. Here's another cabinet. I could really finish this thing up nice with these dumpster pieces. Looking in the dumpster here, all I'm seeing is some cinnamon rolls, bagels, a loaf of bread. I don't know what kind of bread it is. Yeah, a whole grain wheat bread. There doesn't seem to be anything wrong with it. I'm getting the bread, and I'm not down with the Jell-O for the bagels. There's another bread over there, but it's over in the dumpster juice. So, and you know, marshmallow, three-quarter marshmallows, and fucking macaroni noodles, nothing good. Anyway, I'm getting my bread, getting on up the road here. The only thing funnier than the guy in the dumpster is the guy in the dumpster that's talking to himself.